I'd like to welcome all of you here this morning. There's a large missing element here this morning, which is very obvious, and I think it's obvious in our singing. It's obvious in our numbers. And I was just thinking, this is our young people who are all gone on a weekend retreat are a huge part of congregational life and our whole sense of who we are and where we're going and our future. So I miss them this morning, and I'm glad for those who are part of this church who are involved in building the life experience of our young people. Each of you as parents, those who have input weekly through Sunday school class, and the youth directors, and all of you who speak into the lives of the young people, I commend you and keep encouraging that. So welcome to our visitors. You help fill in the vacancy that's here by our young people being gone. In Psalm 85, there's a verse that has this kind of ring to it. It's a great contrasting some of the focus of what we're talking about in our classes this morning as adults, and some of those concepts, spiritual concepts. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. Pretty interesting verse. Mercy and truth are met together. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. I think we need a lot more kissing in our world, in our lives, in our church. You know, wherever the salvation of God is expressed, this is what happens. Mercy, which is law, truth, or mercy, which is grace, truth, which is law. And somehow, God brings balance to what is required of law and what is given in leniency, forgiveness, freedom, release. I really love this verse because it's something I need in my life. I need that balance. I need to have that constant perspective, because for me, I tend to be a kind of a high D type person where I want immediate response. I want action, and sometimes it's not easy for me to be patient. Often it's not easy for me to be patient. Law speaks of death. It speaks of punishment. It speaks of retribution and payment. Where grace or mercy speaks of release and freedom and forgiveness and that which we don't deserve. A clear expression of this expression of truth and mercy, of righteousness and peace, is in John chapter 8, where Jesus was presented with the woman who by law was ordered to be stoned because of adultery, caught in the very act. And the law of God, the law of Jesus of the Old Testament said, yeah, she deserves punishment. She has to pay for her crime, for her sin. But Jesus, expressing mercy, expressing peace, expressing grace, and offering that to her, overrode the payment that was required. Grace is a wonderful thing. Mercy is a wonderful thing. The law exposes us where we're sinful and come short. Grace offers us the release from our burden. I experienced an act of mercy just last week, driving in Georgia, and the long arm of the law reached out and got a hold of me. Georgia has these strange zones all across the state, and they're on their secondary roads where the speed limit will go from 65 to 55 to 45 to 35 in real short segments. And if you're looking around a bit and you're checking up on, you're looking at the scenery and you're looking at the neighborhoods, and you'll miss it. You'll miss the reduced speed limits, and they're really, really short together. And so I was zooming into this certain area, and at night, and I wasn't very observant to those quickly reduced zones, and so I was pulled over, and I have gotten my share of these tickets in my life, and I despise them, and so the officer, Mr. Barkman, sir, I want to see your information. And so I pull it out reluctantly, give it to him, try to be nice so I win his favor. And he goes, takes it all back to his car. He's there a long time. I'm sure he's writing out a massive ticket because I was doing pretty good speed. And he said, sir, I clocked you at 77 in a 50-mile-an-hour zone. So that's not good news when he tells you that. It took quite a while. He came back, and here's what he gave me. He said, give you this ticket for driving 55 in a 77 and 55 zone. This is a warning only for the infraction of traffic laws. However, no penalty will be assessed. No further action on your part is necessary. Then to comply with traffic laws in the future. This warning is given to you in an effort to secure your cooperation and better observance of the traffic laws, and to help prevent future traffic accidents. This department believes that good citizens will comply with traffic laws when reminded of them, and the importance of their strict compliance. And he said, Mr. Barkman, have a good night, go on your way, and just be careful about traffic laws. That was an act of mercy and grace. Mercy giving me, withholding from me what was due me, and giving to me what I didn't really deserve. It feels so good, so wonderful. It's such a sweet thing when mercy is extended and grace is offered, and you're released from, no further action will be taken. When mercy meets truth in the picture of salvation, in the picture of God, it's a beautiful thing. As I observe God's dealing with mankind, with human beings, with people on earth, and I look at what action does God generally take in our world. I had to think about that a lot since I got this ticket, or since I didn't get this ticket. What is the most frequent response of God as he deals with us violating his laws, his standard in the world? As you think about it, how does God deal with the world? Or bring it close to yourself. How does God deal with you? How does he deal with me? Generally speaking, when I violate his will, his law. As I reflect on that, it's an amazing thing because God does not punish me. And for most of the world, punishment is withheld until the end of their life. God is just. Justice will be served unless it's covered by grace and us offering, reaching out and receiving that. But when I see God working in the lives of people all across this world and all the violations and all the terrible things and the trauma of the world, God offers grace and he offers mercy. He's merciful. He's not willing that any perish, but he's opening his arms. He says, you know, I'll give you all the opportunity I can. And then I say, well, how do I deal with people in my life? How do I respond to offenses generally? Do I want quick retribution? Do I want instant payment and punishment? Do I speak life or do I speak death? Do I speak grace or do I speak law? Well, see, law and mercy meets together. When our children were younger, we often had the practice of when there was an offense, and when they were little, you can do this, and to make up, you have, hopefully they'll have a change of spirit, they'll apologize, we ask them to apologize, and to give each other a hug and a kiss. And somehow when we get older, we get away from that kind of stuff. Righteousness and peace have kissed each other. I think we need a lot more kissing in our world. I can say this because the youth are all gone, right? Think about that. Let's pray. Father, we come to you this morning so appreciative for what we've experienced and received from you. Heavenly grace, divine mercy, when we deserve the punishment. Thank you that you're God of all grace. Today we come to you just asking you to help us be more gracious. Not compromising, but Lord, gracious, forgiving and loving and patient. Teach us about that this morning, even as we look into your word and look at what the law is saying, the law of God, the law of commandments. Lord, I pray that you'd be with our youth today and with the directors and those who are giving instruction, oversight, and blessing to them. Just be present there. Raise up this generation. May the rising generation be those that seek your face and be strong. Thank you for each teacher this morning and each person that's here. I pray that you would impart blessing, that your spirit would be present. We would know that, and we would leave here different than when we came because we've been touched of you. We've been in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen.